Today's the 31st of May. Joining me this morning to share something about this day in history is breakfast producer Casey Tonkin. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning, Tom. How are you going?
Yeah, not too bad. What have you learnt about today?
Well, I learned that on this day in 1930, legendary actor and filmmaker Clint Eastwood was born.
We have a clip here.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Ah, yes, the classic, your move, punk.
That's right. That's him popping out a one-liner in Sudden Impact. He's been killing dudes in a restaurant robbery after putting a whole bunch of sugar in his coffee. Of course, we all know Clint Eastwood from his old westerns and crime movies. But in recent years, he's also directed some remarkable films, including American Sniper, Million Dollar Baby, and Sully.
I assume there'd be some writing duties on that, so he's sort of done it all in the film biz, hasn't he?
Yeah, pretty much, and he's also, you know, he's got 40 directing credits, 45 producing credits, 75 acting credits, and aside from filmmaking, he's also a political figure, and in 1986, Eastwood was elected the mayor of Carmel in California, and of course, he made his notorious speech directed to an empty chair at the 2012 Republican conference.
I remember that. It was a spirited debate and raised some questions about senility. But he went on to make some more movies following that. So there's, I don't know, maybe the jury's still out in that department.
Yeah, he's still got something in his ticker, I guess.
What else do you have for us today?
In 2008, Usain Bolt broke the world record in the 100-meter sprint with a time of 9.72 seconds.
That's almost unbelievable how fast he can run sometimes.
It certainly is very, very quick. In fact, he went on to beat that record later on twice. Even in that year, he ran it in 9.69 seconds. And in 2009 at the World Championships, he broke the record again with a time of 9.58 seconds, which is still the record.
Do you happen to know how fast you could do a 100-meter sprint?
I remember being a kid and doing it in like 13 or 14 seconds, I reckon.
Okay, I reckon I did it in about 30. So my memory isn't what it used to be, but
if it takes you 30 seconds to go 100 meters, were you sprinting or was it?
It started off as a sprint and then a crawl and then a collapse, then a crawl. And yeah, I'm probably not breaking that world record anytime soon. Now, we should end on some music history. What else did you find out?
So in 1976, The Who set the record for the loudest concert of all time. It was recorded that 120 decibels was reached at 50 metres at the Valley in Charlton.
Sounds about right for The Who. What song should we listen to from them?
Well, let's do Barbara O'Reilly. It's a classic.
Certainly. Thanks so much for coming in, Casey. Let's go away with Barbara O'Reilly from The Who.